Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for this evening's show, Henrietta, and my co-host, Glenn, is actually, he's already in Belize. So he's not even traveling anymore. They landed a few hours ago, and we are so very, very excited because, you know, this is the week of the International Black Summit's annual summit event. You still have plenty of time to register. Go to blacksummit.org and register for the prerequisite on Thursday, the summit Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if, of course, if you are a facilitator or a part of the facilitator body, you will be there earlier, and you will stay later, of course. But we are happy. This year, our summit is in Belize City, in Central America. We appreciate the city, the outer cities that are attending the summit as well. It's not just being attended by people in Belize City. That's just the location of the annual summit event. But people from all over the country of Belize will be attending. And Glenn and Petal, you've heard Petal, who's the team leader for the Belize host team, Conrad, who's our facilitator of music and our virtual facilitator. They are on the ground. Chakasha's on the ground there now. She's been there for about a month, and everybody is heading in that direction, Belize bound. Also, if you do not want to travel to Belize or don't choose to travel to Belize, you can attend the summit virtually. Go to blacksummit.org and register and let them know you will be doing it virtually. The cost of the prerequisite is 100 U.S. or 100 Belizean dollars if you're in Belize. The cost of the annual summit event is 250 U.S. dollars, and it's pay as you choose. So if you choose to pay $250 million, we'll be more than happy to accept it, or whatever you are prosperously donating. This is our annual fundraiser, and so this is where the summit actually does their fundraising at this particular event. There are vendors there, so if you are a business person, you can sell your wares to people from all over the world. We have this year a major virtual summit presence. We have groups of people who are gathering in certain areas, and they're doing the summit virtually. There's a main group in New York, in Harlem. There's a group in Chicago on the south side of Chicago. There's a group in Sudan, in South Sudan. There's a group in Kenya. And you can individually participate virtually. You don't have to do it with a group. You can do it in the presence, on the beach if you want to, with your telephone. You just register. That's all you have to do is register, make your donation, and they will hook you up. WebEx is the social media that we're using. And it's not a social media. It is a venue that we're using virtually. It's WebEx. So you would need a WebEx or to download it on your phone or your tablet or your computer. And you do need a camera because we do like to be able to see the people who are participating. So it's really exciting, really, really exciting and expansion of the annual summit event to have such a large virtual presence this year. If you have any questions, please call us tonight, 646-716-9827. 646-716-9827. And join in with whatever you need to know. Learn about our distinctions, our question for the year, the 2013-2014 question, what do our triggers reveal to us? Our triggers reveal to us is the first part of the question. Now, am I aligned to my authentic self and my vision? It's the end of the question. And there is a middle part to the question. And I would like to know who knows that middle part to the question. And I'll come back to that in a moment. But go to blacksummit.org. All the questions from every year are there. All of the places that we've had our annual summit event are listed. You know, I can't tell you what this will mean to you once you actually participate in the annual summit event. It is life-changing, clearly a life-changing event. And so as we get closer and closer, we go with intention. You know, some people go to the summit with the intention to have life change for them in a particular way. Some people go with a question that they want answered. You know, other people go and just participate. And the way that you participate is to share or to listen. And when you share, what you're sharing is what's there for you. You listen to other people share, and things occur inside of you. And as those things occur inside of you and you choose to share them, your share helps expand everyone else's consciousness around whatever it is that discussion is about. So this is not a State of the Union address. This is not that kind of summit. You know, it's a self-work. It's a change your life work, your individual life work. The summit, of course, is 24 years old. And as we move into the first quarter, we realize that transformation is something that everybody knows about now, as they didn't in 1991 when the summit began. But everybody knows something a little bit. If you watch any kind of television, you know something about transformation. You know that there's something that is inside of you that you listen to. You know that there are things that you say to yourself that are positive, and you know there are things that you say to yourself that are not. And it's when we take a look at those things that we really get that we are creating things in our lives because of our thinking, because of what we believe, because of what we affirm. And so I invite you to participate in the annual summit event either virtually or join us. Join us in person in Belize at the annual summit event. Remember, our number again tonight is 646-716-9827. I asked a few friends to call in. To call in tonight and share about their practices as mediums
And I'm realizing because Glenn and belief that our technology is going to be a little different than normal. So just give me, if you are listening, you are one of the listeners. Just give me a few moments so I can set up, make sure everything is set up properly. Let's talk about the declaration of the International Black Summit. People ask, what is the summit about? You know, what do we do? What do we stand for? And all of those questions can be answered just by reading the Declaration of the International Black Summit. And so as we begin every meeting that we have, every annual event, every day of the annual event, anything that we do, we always begin with the Declaration of the International Black Summit. And it goes like this. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, July 27th, 2014. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And that's the Declaration of the International Black Summit. That's where we stand. That's what we're about. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. And the young adults, which is our group from age 18 to 35, they also have a purpose. The youth summit, I should say. We exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. Those are the purposes of the Youth Summit and the Adult Summit. I also want to share with you, and I'll be reading from the brochure, and what's available the summit. And what's available through the summit is an exploration of questions and answers. Let me repeat that. An exploration of questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and the world. So we explore questions and we explore issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and the world. What's also available through the summit is a place to clear yourself, to be able to hear what life is telling you. Another availability through the summit is acknowledgement, praise, and celebration. And we do that. We acknowledge people for the work that they've done on themselves as well as their community. And acknowledgement, praise, and celebration of who we are as a people and the contribution we are to the world. That's something else you will experience. The other part of what's available is a global shift in the conversation about who people of Black African descent are in the world, a global shift. And why? It's because it's an international conversation and people come from different places, different continents. It's also a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views who come together to celebrate and empower their vision of the Declaration. So inside the Declaration, you create a vision. That's why it's so important to read it as often as possible, because it kind of has you be intentional about different things. The International Black Summit is a conversation, and it is also an event. You can find all of the things that I've gone through at blacksummit.org. And you can also, while you're there, register for the annual summit event. This is the 24th annual event. So next year will be a major celebration, and we will let you know once we finish with all the Belize business, we will let you know where the next summit will be. But try to join us this year. Just try to push yourself and see if you can get there. Just see if you can get there. If you get there, get there. And if you can't get there, get to your computer or your phone and join us. Let's join us. Shortly, I will be taking calls. I am setting it up as we speak, but I want to just continue to enfold you into this conversation and to this work that we do. You know, why do people come from all over and stop what they're doing? 4 days, you know, depending if you're new, it's 4 days. But people just stop what they're doing to do what we call do the summit. You know, why? Why is it so important? Why are we on this talk show every week, distinguishing distinctions? You know, we have distinctions like no out there. We have a distinction and no right way to be. We have another distinction, trigger. You hear us talk about trigger a lot.
We have a distinction, front of the hand, back of the hand. We have a distinction, make wrong, like what it is to make, to be right and make someone else wrong. And we try not to do that. We try. And I mean, not try, but our intention is not to do it and not to allow anyone else to do it. Because it is in our making someone else wrong that we step outside of ourselves, like there's an outside of ourselves. And no, there's not an outside of yourself. So we are really focused on one way of creating inwardly. And I'm thinking about it. I slowed down a minute because I'm thinking about another distinction. Trigger is one. But there's another distinction that comes through that I'm thinking about. But I'll pull it back up. This particular point, I'm going to ask Eric if he's listening, if he would call my number and let me three-way three-way you in, if you would call my number, because for some reason I'm not able to get into the way I can do it through the computer. But if we talk about know out there as a distinction, if we talk about being intentional, I know the one I was thinking of now was holding the space. I love that. I love that distinction, because to hold the space means that, how I see it, holding the space is, it's like such a responsibility. When I hold the space for something or someone or something to occur, I don't allow anything in that space but what I'm holding it for. What I'm holding it for. And so think about holding the space for your vision to come into manifestation. So you create this intention, this vision that you want for yourself, and then you hold space for it to occur. And what that means is, you created it with your thought and writing, whatever. You might do a vision board. You might do whatever it is. You might speak it. And then you hold the space for it to occur. And holding the space means there is a part of you, there's a part of your life that you have set aside for this vision that you have to occupy that space. You know, so you hold the space for it. You hold the space for it positively, intentionally. Now, that's one way of looking at it. And there can be other ways of looking at it. But holding the space is something that we do. You know, we have one of the most phenomenal facilitator teams who, with your permission, interact with you at any level that you choose, at any time that you choose. And we have facilitators that clear themselves weekly, sometimes three and four times a week, so that they are open to what life is saying to them as they interact with the people who will come and join and participate in the conversation of the International Black Summit. We have facilitators at every level, at the music level, at the registration level, the talk show level, you know, at the production level, at many, many different levels, many, many different levels. And the facilitators often come across as mediums. And I'm not saying this is something that they practice, but this is something that they clear themselves to do, is facilitate. And facilitation often is experienced as having a session with a medium. And it's not that that's what it is, but it's likened to that. You know, it's likened to that. And I will, here's one of our callers. Hold on one moment, and I'll have her speak to it. Cynthia?
Hey.
Oh, you're on the air.
I am?
Yes, you are.
Oops, sorry. Hi.
Hi, no problem. I was. Do you have a moment now, or were you calling me?
I have a moment.
Okay. Well, this is Cynthia, and this is a very dear friend of mine who is a medium. And, well, that's what I consider her to be. I'll let her explain that in a moment. I was sharing with the listener, Cynthia, that facilitating the conversation of the International Black Summit, as you kind of experience with our phone calls and things like that, is sometimes likened to a medium. And it's not so, well, I won't say what it's not. What I'll say is what it is the distinction that we have that's called listening. And listening, it's something that we distinguish as what you do when someone else is speaking and you listen so intently that you can hear what life is saying to you. Is that how you would describe what you do as a medium?
I think that's a fair analogy. I feel that I'm a listener. You know, and that is definitely how I would describe myself as a good listener.
Okay.
Whether it's with people on this side or people on the other side.
Okay. And just share a little bit about what you do, Cynthia, please.
Well, I am a medium clairvoyant. I realize some of my abilities at a very young age. I feel very blessed to be able to facilitate for people in this way, whether it is a question about something in their future or whether it is comforting and consoling someone who is grieving. I love what I do. It's next to having children, it is the next best thing that I think that has ever happened to me. And I'm fortunate that I'm at that in that age group right now where that's where I can put my complete and total focus on my spirituality. And I'm also blessed to make a living from doing that. So
when
that's me.
Cynthia, when you are listening, when you're listening to someone talk about themselves or a situation that they're in, tell me what you think about this creating your own reality. You know, I'm talking about different distinctions here, and there's no out there. And tell me how you feel
about that? Believe that they're seen outside of yourself.
Okay, so I do feel that there are things outside of self. There is an energy, a force, which I would refer to as God. And God is everything and everything. I feel that we have, as I view life, I feel as if there's a destiny to us. I feel that we have choice. That's the one thing that we certainly have. We can choose to go this way or that way. But I feel that we've kind of predestined our lives. I believe that there are certain things that we have reincarnated for to work on. And it's within that framework that we are given different choices. Now, I also believe that life is not meant to be miserable or burdensome. However, sometimes pain is a part of our experience. Basically, I feel that life is meant to be lived with joy, and that it's supposed to be successful. I don't believe that God is a punishing, merciless God. In fact, Scripture tells us that God is the Old Testament primarily, but the New Testament tells us that God is love. And so that's my frame of reference. That's where I come from.
Okay. And so you talked about energy, and you talked about spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about the energy that's everywhere, you know. And you talked about being a listen, mm-hmm. I think is the way that you stated it. Mm-hmm. We have that distinction, listening, also mm-hmm. in the International Black Summit. And I say a little bit more about that, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
About being a listener.
A listener? What do I know about that?
Say it again.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question. What do I know about being a listener?
No, I was just saying, say a little bit more about being a listener, you know, and the importance of it, I guess.
Well, what I think you're asking me to do is kind of describe how I listen, because I think that's what I can do authentically. I get my information in various ways. So sometimes it's hearing, sometimes it's a feeling. Sometimes I literally see words or images. And I guess that happens because I am open to it. I guess that would be true for people who are listening too. You know, how open are you? Are you totally, are you into what's going on? Are you available?
Okay.
You know, because there are times when we're listening, but we're doing other things. Mm-hmm. And so we're not giving our full attention to it. So I think that may be what makes me present to the different energies and what I would say makes me a good listener, because I'm, like, totally in there.
Okay. Okay. And we have a distinction, clearing, or to clear yourself. And I know that's something that you do on a regular basis, you know. Would you say that has a lot to do with being a good listener?
Clearing, and then I would excuse me. And I would also say resourcing. And resourcing is doing something that brings balance into my life. Because sometimes when you're listening to people, they can bring their experience, which is at a different vibratory rate than your experience.
Uh-huh.
And it could affect, I don't want to say throw off, but it could affect your own vibration.
Okay.
So not only do you clear, but you also do something that brings you joy to restore your own, your natural vibe, your natural vibration.
So you mentioned resourcing. Resourcing. Okay. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. Well, like for me, I enjoy comedies. So it's not unusual for me after a session or after my day to put on something that I've DVR'd. I also enjoy walking the lakefront. I find that creates another sense of quiet that is needed for me to resource. So those are just a few ways that I'm most comfortable. I also like to read. I'm a reader, and I also like spiritual readings, writings, and so I read those kind of things as well.
Okay. That's good. I think Cynthia has shared really some good relaxation strategies.
Yoga too.
Yeah, right.
Let's not forget yoga.
Yeah. And I think a lot about clearing when I listen to you. I hear clearing. You know, I know you meditate a lot, and you do yoga, you do walk, mm-hmm. Watch the lake, and, you know.
I drink Jack Daniels. I don't want to give, the wrong impression.
Yeah,
I'm totally wholesome, and, you know, sometimes Jack is my best friend. So.
Okay, so Jack Daniels, what's the other one? The other one with the honey bourbon.
Honey bourbon. Love that honey bourbon, too.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And so those kinds of things that box us and keep us are different ways to hear. I think that normally we wouldn't if we are all just sealed with what's going on in our life and in our world and in our affairs. So, Cynthia, tell the listeners how they can reach you and about your sessions and things like that.
Oh, sure. Love to. One other point that I'd like to add, too, that I left out as you were summarizing, I think that it's when you agree to listen, what should be at the forefront of that agreement is the understanding that you are serving.
Okay.
That you're serving, you know, and when you are in agreement to serve, then you and your ego or your personality or your concerns are suspended in that moment that you're serving. So, or whatever's going on in your life. I have a website where you, if any of your listeners are interested in contacting me or knowing more about what I do, they can go to www.spirittherapistwith1t.com, or they can reach me by my number, which is area code 312-498-5753. I am also on Facebook, Spiritual Therapy by Cynthia Cooper, and I'm also on Twitter as Spirit Therapist, or Cynthia Cooper, either one. So those are a couple of ways that I can be reached, and I am so grateful to you, Henrietta, for allowing me this opportunity to share my thoughts, and I hope that someone has been touched by our conversation.
Thank you so much for stopping and taking the time. We're on her way to dinner, so I won't hold you. But thank you.
Thank you.
And please come back and do a show with us, you know, like after the annual summit event. You know, come back and do an hour with us so people can call in. And
I'd love to and do some readings. I can do some readings, too.
Right.
Sure. Okay. Thanks so much.
Great.
All right,
thank
good night.
You. Good evening.
Good evening to you, too.
Bye-bye. So that's another part of listening. You know, we listen in many ways. I was thinking about that. If any other mediums are on, if you would call my personal number, I have to connect you that way. Thinking about the session, the annual summit event is like one ginormous session. And it's just so wonderful because I'm working on me. Speaking from the I, that's another one of our distinctions. I am working on myself. I'm listening to you. I'm working on myself. All the work that needs to be done, that I feel needs to be done with me. And does it really need to be done, or do I need to realize the perfection that I am? And maybe I've covered all of that up with negative thoughts or negative ways of being or just habits that I've picked up from school or from life or from my job or from whatever. But it's almost like an appealing of, and, you know, you just keep peeling these layers and layers until you get to your authentic self. You know, am I aligned with my authentic self is part of the question this year. Am I in alignment with the perfection that I am? Am I in alignment with my wholeness, with my completeness? You know, am I aligned with that? Or am I saying it, but I'm thinking something different or I'm acting a different way. So I'm out what is considered out of alignment. And when I want to realign myself, I can go and I can be and I can listen and I can hear what life is saying to me. I can hear it from what I'm saying or I can hear it from what somebody else is sharing. So that's a lot about the annual summit event, a lot of what takes place. There's also acknowledgement, praise, and celebration of who we are. We believe that dancing stirs the soul. So we don't have people come and dance for us and entertain us. We dance ourselves. And we dance however we want to dance, with whoever we want to dance, for as long as we want to dance. And we stir up the soul so that we can be a contribution in the space of the annual summit event. And as we contribute in the space that we call the annual summit event, the universe expands because we are in alignment with our authentic self and our vision for ourselves, the community, and the world. That's what the annual summit event is about. Those are some of the things that occur. Once again, there is nothing like participating. So once again, I invite you to blacksummit.org to register for the annual summit event. I invite you to blacksummit.org to contribute to the annual summit event, to register. I invite you to live like you never lived before, realizing who you are, authentically who who you are. While we're in the summit, we are going to have a lot of meetings and a lot of greetings and a lot of celebrations. We will get that footage to you as quickly as possible. We'll have it online for you. We'll have it on Facebook. You know, we'll have different things as we move through it. Again, you can participate in the annual summit event virtually. You will need to have WebEx downloaded on your device, whatever device. You do need a camera, and the camera on your phone is fine. The camera on your laptop is fine. The camera on your tablet is fine. If you want to use a monitor in your house, connect WebEx to your television, however you choose to do it. But you will need WebEx, and you do need to register so that you can get the key that will unlock the door for you to enter into the conversation. And that will be done through passwords and things like that. So blacksummit.org is the website that you want to go and hang out on that website. And join us this Thursday as we begin the prerequisite. Another description of the prerequisite is visioning. Another description of the prerequisite is a listening course. You know, another description of the prerequisite is preparing for the room. And the room is where the annual summit event takes place. So, prerequisite on Thursday. If you don't have the whole weekend to participate, Thursday is crucial. Thursday, do the prerequisite. And I'm telling you, once you do that prerequisite, you will make room for the rest of the weekend. You will create space, you will hold the space, and you will not let anything else in that space. Once you do the prerequisite, you will never be the same. Well, blacksummit.org, and thank you to Cynthia Cooper. Remember, Spiritual Therapist is where you can find her on her website or on Facebook, Twitter, Spiritual Therapist or Therapy. And Cynthia Cooper is her name. Her number is 312-498-5753. And you can talk to her about if you have readings done and talk to her about spiritual therapy. And that is it for this evening. We wish everyone heading to Belief City a safe journey, a safe experience, a transforming experience, a peeling off of the layers, a discovery of who you've been, who you are, who you choose to be. We want the best of alignment for you. We want you to align with your vision, and we want you to be in alignment with your authentic self, and that's what the triggers reveal to us, so that we can accomplish those alignments. And we know unpredictable results is what we expect. And unpredictable results is what occurs every year at the International Black Summit. So that being said, that is it for us for tonight. God bless you. Have a safe journey. And we will talk to you next Sunday from Belief. And join us and ask questions, but hopefully the questions that you ask will be comments on what you experience. Good night, and God bless from Glenn and all the people in Belize, and good night and God bless from Henrietta right here in Chicago. Good night.